Hi guys, welcome to the channel, and it's a WWDC time. People call it WWDC as well. So WWDC time. So there is a lot of new stuff to discuss about. Today I have someone very special who has just started learning about macOS platform. And I thought it's great. It would be nice to get her with me on this podcast. Hi Karishma, would you like to give a quick intro and share the new topics we would be discussing today?
Thank you, Gaurav. And hello, everyone. I'm all new to the Apple ecosystem. I'm learning a lot about all the new updates of macOS Big Sur. It would be exciting to discuss what all we have. So let's start.
Great. So welcome to the channel. This is the biggest design update to the macOS since the introduction of macOS X. A lot of new stuff to discuss in today's podcast, starting from Apple has got new design. It's a complete new design. Safari has got an update. Messages, Maps, Spotlight, App Store, Photos, AirPods.
Yeah, HomeKit, Apple Music, Notes, Reminders, Weather.
So Karishma, did you get chance to play around with the new operating system?
Yeah, Gaurav, I actually got it on my Mac.
Nice, that's great. So that brings us to the next question about the compatibility of the operating system. So can you share like on what all machines it is compatible?
So macOS Big Sur, it's most compatible with the 2013 and later machines.
How about the release dates?
Actually, right now it is available for all the developers, but Apple is planning to release a public beta in July and actual release will be in fall. It will be a free update for all compatible Macs.
Let's start with Safari. Safari has a new start page that can be customized with wallpaper. You have options to add favorites, frequently visited sites, Siri suggestions, reading list, iCloud tab. And the very important feature which I liked is the privacy report feature. It gives an icon next to the Safari tab, top tab, where you, if you click, it can tell you how many trackers are there on the website.
Also, Safari has a built-in web translator that translates up to 7 languages.
Oh, nice. So now you don't need an extension to do that. Safari does it on its own. Also, Safari has password monitoring. So somehow, if there is a data breach, your password is leaked, Safari sends you an alert so that you can change it. Next update is with the maps. What all you can do with the maps now?
Routes with cycling directions now can be planned on Mac.
And you can send it on to the iOS device. And what all it will show now? You can see the elevation.
Yeah, elevation, busy roads, stairs.
So also they have electric vehicle charging stations they will show on the map, correct? That is also included.
Correct.
So what's new with the App Store? Is there a design? Apple is doing a redesign or they are adding a new feature or something like that?
No, Apple is adding a nutrition label for apps in the App Store.
Okay, so what does that mean? It will give some information about the application?
It will include information from developers on what data is collected. Yeah, so if the customer wants to
get the application, so basically they are aware of like what data is collected by the app. App privacy will highlight the data which is actually application is tracking, data which is linked to you and data which is not linked to you. So if I have to give an example, data which is not linked to you is the diagnostic or usage data from the app, and data which is linked to you could be a financial information, contact information, and data used to track you is your financial information if they are tracking. An application is tracking your location. As a customer, you know, like, do I need to give all that access to an application? So that is what Apple App Store has now.
Messages is now a Mac Catalyst app, bringing it more in line with the Messages app in iOS devices.
Okay. So I think it will have moreover the same capabilities like iOS device. And also it will have the new features which are there in iOS 14. So you can see, you can pin up to some number of messages. Correct?
Nine
recent messages you can pin. And also they have animations, like if somebody is typing the message, if the new message comes, you write the message, and some kind of animations they have added into the messages. Also with macOS Big Sur and iOS 14, AirPods automatically switch between active devices paired to the same iCloud account. So you open your Mac and it's the same iCloud account, it'll connect to your Mac device. And then you move to the iOS device, it'll connect to the iOS device. And previously you have to do it manually, which with the new release, it'll become automatic. So I'm still wondering like how they will resolve the problem where like I opened my Mac machine and you grabbed my phone. So how, I just still wanted my Mac to be connected to that, and it should not connect to the iOS device. This is something which we need to experience and check how, what value it is bringing on the table. And there are many more which we wanted to discuss, which I will add it in the show notes, where you can go find the link and read more about the things which we discussed today. So that's it for today's podcast. You will hear me in the next one, which is coming very soon on my channel. So stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.